This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, July 27th. God's word for you today is significant. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 19, verse 13, and it says, calling 10 of his own bond servants, he gave them 10 minas, each equal to about 100 days' wages, or nearly $20, and said to them, buy and sell with these while I go and then return. We are to remain occupied in working hard for his invisible kingdom until he returns with the visible kingdom. We are to occupy with the gifts, with the talents we have been given. As Christ ambassadors, we must be relevant in the marketplace. If you are a painter, teacher, policeman, or homemaker, you need to spend time wrestling with this question. How do I bring the invisible kingdom of God to bear in my sphere of influence? As you wrestle with it, God will give you the insight required in Jesus' name. Everything we have is a gift, and because it is a gift, we cannot be prideful. We cannot have a chip on our shoulders. There is nothing a man has that was not given to him from above. John 19, verse 11. Please read. Nothing. There is nothing a woman has that was not given to her from above. Nothing. If you are wealthy, it was given. If you are beautiful, it is a gift. There is nothing we have that was not given to us. We cannot afford to be arrogant because everything we have is a gift. However, when God gives, he leaves you with a responsibility to steward that gift. So the gift becomes 100% your responsibility. Meaning, when God gives you the gift, whatever you do with it, it is 100% your call. He gave them the gift and told them to occupy till his return, and he walked away. Whatever they did with the gift was their call. But at the end of the day, they had to give account. Even though it is your call, you are going to give account at the end of the day. You can open your mouth and abuse your husband. It is fine. They are recording it in heaven. At the end of the day, you are going to give account. You push your wife. It is your call, but note that they are recording it in heaven. At the end of the day, you are going to give account because that is how it is. Theologians tell us that the amount the kingdom gave the servant altogether was equivalent to 3 years' wages up front. It does not mean they will not get paid the following year. However, they get 3 years' salary up front. If you get 3 years' salary now, mid-year, what will you do with it? Do this. Whatever your income is per month, multiply it by 3 and see it entering your account even right now. You know God can do it, and I believe he will. But the point is, what will you do with it? Buy a new car, or a new dress, or a new suit, or a new bag? That is what preoccupies the mind of the average person. Some say they will give it. Some say they will bank it. Great, but watch your behavior towards your spouse. You are now insisting that you cannot go into the kitchen. You used to be friends, but now you want to be master because of the money. What Jesus is teaching us in this story is, as much as the gift given to the servant was, it was just a seed. No matter how great you think your income has been, or your bank account is or is not, whatever the value, it is just a seed. It is what you do with it that determines your future, and that is humbling. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, make me your vessel, make me an offering, make me whatever you want.
want me to be. I came here with nothing, but all you have given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.